Simon & Schuster Audio presents An Inner Traditions Audiobook, Freeing Sexuality. Psychologists, consent teachers, polyamory experts, and sex workers speak out. By Dr. Richard Lewis Miller. Read by Ryan and Aura Page. This book, Freeing Sexuality, is dedicated to my dear friends, Margot St. James, sex workers' rights activist / founder of Coyote, Call Off Your Tired Old Ethics, and sex activist / former porn star Annie Sprinkle, PhD, as well as all the sex workers of the world who have suffered ignominiously from misguided public policies and belief systems based on hypocrisy, distorted morality, and superstitious religions. Though vital to sustaining life on Earth, humankind has so distorted our view of sex that it became a commodity. Water is also now being sold, and it is quite possible that someday, if we pollute the environment enough, we will have to pay for the air we breathe. As soon as sex became a commodity, not an expression of life, men and women went into the business of selling. Unfortunately, purveyors of sexual delights are denigrated and castigated, sometimes celebrated on a superficial level, but most often ostracized. Like professional athletes, they have relatively short careers, after which they spend the rest of their lives living down their reputations while their children suffer humiliation and shame. Let us celebrate the sex workers of the world and help them elevate to a profession of distinction, for not only do they offer up their bodies, their toil, and their sacrifice, but when we look at their work with the courage to suspend judgment and accept the naked truth about ourselves, we must recognize that they grace us with their very souls. Editor's note: the interviews in this book were all conducted by Dr. Richard Lewis Miller on his podcast, Mind, Body, Health, and Politics. While some took place earlier, many of the interviews transpired during the peak of the COVID pandemic. As such, the conversations contained herein reflect a specific moment in time. Due to the sensitive and evolving nature of the issues that recur throughout this book, as well as the casual nature of these interviews, we've added editor's notes as footnotes where updates and further clarifications were needed, where sources are difficult to substantiate, or where statistics may be out of date. These interviews represent important conversations with experts in sensitive subject areas. The views expressed are the speaker's own and do not represent those of the publisher.
Forward.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?